Welcome back to Vikings Connected. Now it's time for my favorite part of the show. Selfishly. It's the Golden Nacho Award time. And this week we have some doozies.
Yeah, we've got
some doozies.
It was a good week.
So this one is the Fox NFL Sunday guys, and they have Alex Rodriguez on there as a guest, and he throws the football to Jay Glazer.
Stop!
And breaks one of the, I mean, that's a screen of like 20 TVs
yes.
that they have in studio.
That's like bigger than this, right?
Yes.
And he just smashed it.
And he smashed
That's like you throwing a football to me in the studio. Like, maybe we just shouldn't do it.
So Alex is probably, what, 6'4"?
Right.
But you might be taller than Jay.
Again, like you throwing a football to me. Yes. You might want to throw down a little.
Down,
right?
yes. But I would say he had good form, good technique, very
Drew
Brees-ish
with his
hand.
Yeah, you only get one shot to showcase your arm, so I feel like he really went for it.
By now, I think everybody has seen this play. This was the Colts-Patriots game the other night. And the Colts try to catch the Patriots off guard with the swinging gate punt play. But I think they weren't supposed to snap it.
Yeah.
The guy that receives it is an ex-Viking, Colt Anderson. And he looks surprised to even get the ball,
mm-hmm.
as you can see. And he's like, oh, I'm dead.
But I literally don't understand it. Because there's all these Patriots. Why would you...
I
literally don't get it.
It's going down now. It's like one of the worst plays ever.
I mean, it's not even understandable.
What the hell?
Okay, now this one is from the, I believe, the Greek League soccer teams playing against each other. And
I got to get over there and see one of these games.
This
is what happens,
oh,
I'm on my way.
As if we don't make fun of soccer floppers enough, that they customarily take these guys out on stretchers.
A stretcher built for a child,
right.
Okay, you can't even fit on
it. And these two buffoons.
They are so funny. So this guy, first of all, just take your time. Take a breath.
Right.
Like, everyone regroup. Look each other in the eye. Okay, one, two, lift with the legs, right? The guy in the green is, like, dragging him.
Yeah.
It's hysterical. And then at the end.
Drop him.
Yeah, he's like, enough of this
I'm out of here.
Enough of him.
I'm out of here. So this is a live interview with a Ann Arbor news station.
Okay.
At the end of the Michigan State game. So the game's not quite over yet,
mm-hmm.
but this guy pours some hot sauce in the wind.
Connor Cook up against the best pass defense in the Big Ten, and the best pass defense won. Michigan coming up with a crucial stop, and they were able to run out the clock. People are spilling out of Michigan Stadium into the streets of Ann Arbor celebrating.
But meanwhile, after he says all that.
Okay, with great confidence.
With great, yes.
Yeah, like.
Because in his mind, it happened.
Listen to me, I am the news.
With 10 seconds left, all the guy has to do is just catch the ball and punt. Punt.
Oh, my gosh.
And then at the very least, if you do bobble it, get down on the ground.
Right, lay on it.
Yeah, don't try to like.
Grenade
it to somebody.
I know that. Oh, look at the fans. I know that. So then Michigan State wins.
And even the Michigan State people are like, what? What just happened?
Yeah.
Did we just win?
What if you weren't watching it live in your home and the news anchor told you that your team won?
Oh, yeah.
And then like an hour later, you find out they didn't win after all.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
All right, so I get to pick the winner.
Yeah.
And these two guys, I think he actually headbutted the player.
Like they're the two older brothers, like, picking on their baby brother. Like, this one's laughing and dragging
just
him.
Just lay there.
The other one's throwing him to the side. It's so awesome.
Greek medics, you guys get my thumbs up for the week.
Good job, guys. Well, that's the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, next week, we're going to do a whole Halloween show. So mm-hmm. we want to see all of your Halloween pictures. Anything, your house decor, your costumes, your kid costumes. Tag hashtag Vikings Connected on any of your social media, and we'll show as many as possible during the show next week.
Yep, and then each week we pick a winner, and the winner gets $100 to these lottery bearded bucks courtesy of the Minnesota State Lottery. So please send it again. Across all your social media, it's hashtag Vikings Connected, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.